Now, today, this function of installing deity, this is authorized just like several times I've given the example that when you put your mails in a box in the street, and because it is written there, U.S. mail, you know that it is authorized box. And if you put your letters within this box, it will surely reach the destination, the post office will work. So there is no difference between the huge post office building and that small box, because it is authorized. Similarly, the difference between idol worship and deity worship is like that. Unless authorized process is accepted, it is idol worship. That is the general rule. If somebody thinks that there is a box, red and blue, on the street, why shall I go? So, to that box, let me have similar box at my door, and it will be cleared by the postman, because it is blue and red. That will not be. Because the box which you put at your door, that is not authorized. Similarly, we have to worship the deity according to the authorized system. Just like in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, there is authorized system by the Goswamis. And there is a big book which is called Hari Bhakti Vilas. So everything is stated there, how the Vaishnava family should have their all functions. It is called Vaishnava Smriti. Shruti and Smriti. So we have to follow this regulation of the Shruti, Vedas and Smriti. Smriti means derived from the Veda. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhing Vina Vaika Antiki Hare Bhakti Utpada Eva Kalpati. Without following the rules and regulations of Vedic injunction, without a reference to the regulative principle mentioned in different smritis, without reference to the Puranas, and without reference to the Pancharatriki Vidhi. The Pancharatriki Vidhi means it is a special concession for this age. Vaidhik Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi. Vaidhik Vidhi is very authorized. But this Vaidhik Vidhi is specially meant for those who are highly elevated Brahmins. In this age, it is accepted as a fast by the Shastras. Kalo Sudra Samava. In this age, nobody is actually bona fide Brahmins by birth. Formerly, they used to be. The family tradition, the Garbhadhan system, the sanskar were strictly followed. Therefore, a son born of a Brahmin father was accepted as Brahmin, not immediately, but going through the process. But in this age, because it is very difficult to find out a person who is born of a qualified Brahmin, therefore Narada Pancharatra is there. So these Goswamis, Rupa Goswami especially recommends Shruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Panch. Either you follow the principles of Shruti, Vedas, followed by Smriti, Puranadi, or you follow the Pancharatri ki vidhi. The Pancharatri ki vidhi, just like we are introducing in this temple for worshipping deity, but actually the deity can be worshipped by the bona fide Brahmins. There was agitation in India, perhaps you know, that Gandhi stamped some persons as Harijan. Harijan. They were coming from the Bhangis. Bhangis means sweepers or the cleaners or the toilet rooms. So Gandhi accepted them. The government was creating, British government was creating faction between high caste, low caste. So Gandhi thought that I shall make these Bhangis and Chavans as Harijan, as great devotees. But simply by rubber stamping, how one can become devotee? That is not possible. Without going the Pancha Triki Vidhi, they remain the same unclean, drunkard and all nonsense habits, and simply by rubber stamping reason. No. Here, what we are doing, it is not rubber stamp. It is actually training according to the Pancharatri ki vidhi. You are training all boys to become Brahmin, to refrain from four kinds of sinful activities, to take bath, to take this or that, and above all, chanting Hare Krishna, Cheta Darpana Mahajanam, cleansing of all sinful activities. So in this way, Harijan can be made. But not that you pick up somebody nonsense and rubber stamp this Harijan. No. There must be process. There is no hindrance for anyone to become Harijan. Harijan means God's person or devotee. Hari means God, Krishna. And Jan means his person. Just like we have got here, government servant, special, or ordinary person. So Harijan means the servants of the Supreme Lord. So that is not ordinary thing. There is no harm to create Harijan by regular process, but you cannot make Harijan simply by stamp. Bhagavad Gita says equal opportunity for everyone. Maṁ hi pārtham vipāsritya jepiṣu pāpajūne. Low-class born birth is understood due to sinful activities. Low-class birth, animal birth, sinful activities. But Krishna says, pāpajūne, born in sinful family. Never mind. Maṁ hi pārtham vipāsritya, if he becomes Krishna conscious by bona fide process. Maṁ hi pārtham vipāsritya. Vipāsritya means bona fide process, not an imitation, bona fide. And bona fide means as they are depicted, as they are described, as they are enjoined in the authorized shastra like Shruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Pancha. Maṁ hi pārtham vipāsritya jepiṣu pāpajūne. Never mind, in whatever family one is born, sinful family, never mind. Śriyā śūdrā tathā vaiśyā, including women and śūdras, and Vaishak, they are considered as less intelligent. Therefore, according to Vedic system, a boy born in a Brahmin family, he is allowed all the sanskaras, reformatory, purificatory process. But the girl is not. Why? Now, because a girl has to follow her husband. So if her husband is Brahmin, automatically she becomes Brahmin. There is no need of separate reformation. And by chance, she may be married with a person who is not a Brahmin, then what is the use of making her a Brahmin? That is the general method. So therefore, born in a Brahmin family, a woman is taken as woman, not as Brahmin. So Krishna says, Simamaya, even if she is woman, even she is Sudra, even she is Vaishya, or any other, family born in, Nevermind. Man hi partha the boss is so if anyone is bona fide made Krishna conscious, sthiti janti parangati. So, his way is open to the path of Vaikuntha parangati. Kim puna brahmara punya bhaktya rajasvaya sattha. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice, it opens to the door of highest perfectional platform for everyone, provided he follows the rules and regulations. That's it. That is the only condition. Otherwise, it's simply by imitating. If somebody thinks, oh, I can become, if certain such person can become, I can do. No. That is warned by Rupa Goswami. Suti Suti Puranadi Panchadatri ki Bidhigina Vaikanthi ki Hare Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate. If he simply imitates, oh, that will not do. Do not try to imitate. Follow the simple rules and regulations. It is very nice. And above all, chant Hare Krishna, you become purified. Without being purified, you cannot touch Radha Krishna. In the Vedas, it is stated, without becoming Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot approach fire, because the inconsistency of temperature, it will burn. Just like here is fire, and I am feeling temperature. But the fire flames within the fire, they do not feel. Because the temperature is the same. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, without understanding oneself, realizing himself, nobody can. Krishna is the Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusam Shashvatam. Therefore, one has to keep himself very purified. Otherwise, he cannot touch Krishna. That is not possible. It is fire. So you have to become fire. And how to become fire? Fire, you are also fire. But now you are covered fire. Covered by this material body. Therefore, you have to spiritualize this body by purificatory process. The same example, just like the iron rod, it is iron, but you put into the fire, It becomes warm, warmer, warmer, then red hot, and then it is fire. Similarly, by these process, chanting process, by regulative process, it is, you are becoming warmer, 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 warmer. And when you fully become red hot warm, then your body is as good as Krishna's. So, we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, it will become dull and it will be simply idol worship. That's all. That is the difference between idol worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idol worship, hedonism. And when there is life, feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress him. I have to serve Radharani. She is here. Oh, I must do it very nicely. And as far as possible, decorate her to the best capacity. In this, if you always feel Krishna conscious, then you are fire. The same example, keeping with the fire. And if you think it is brass made dull, I am to say, idol. Jijathamang prabhadante tang sukhiva bhajam. If you think this is a brass made idol, then it will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna will talk with you. This Krishna will talk with him. There is a Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj. He was talking with his deity. Krishna, just like Madan Maha. He was talking with Sanatana Goswami. Madan Maha, Sanatana Goswami at that time had no temple. He was hanging his deity on the tree. So, Madan Mahan was talking with him, Sanatana, you are bringing all these dry chapatis and it is stale and you don't give me even little salt. How can I eat? Sanatana Goswami says, sir, where shall I go? Whatever I get, I offer you. You kindly accept. I cannot move, old man. So Krishna had to eat that. Because the bhakta is offering, he cannot refuse. Jīmāṁ bhaktyā prajapati. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got, what is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I have brought this thing for you. Please say. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you very much.